if I am transplanted, can IgA nephropathy come back and destroy that transplanted kidney?
Unfortunately, IgA may deposit in a fresh, brand new transplant. The disease was first described in 1968 by a French physician by the name of Berger, and he noticed even in that era that in transplanted kidneys, IgA, the molecule, could be again deposited in the kidney. Most happily, however, the vast majority of people with IgA nephropathy, even if there is IgA deposited in their kidney, don't seem to get the disease, the actual disease, back in their transplanted kidney. And that's really an important observation. Recurrence rates of IgA in newly transplanted kidneys are mercifully small. If you need a kidney transplant, recurrence of IgA nephropathy should not be high on your worry list.